Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
We will go to the Word of God and see what the Lord has in store for us today. Because His Word is powerful, He said. It's powerful. If you'll take the Word into your heart, you'll have the power of God with you every day of your life. From 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. Now he which establishes us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God. Now, last week we talked about our position with Christ. Today I want us to talk about the condition that we have in Christ. In Christ. So to begin, I'm going to repeat two statements that I made last week, just in case they might have slipped your mind during the week. You cannot be in the right position with Christ if you're not in the right condition in Christ. Oh, yes. But listen to this. You cannot be in the right condition in Christ if you're not in the right position with Christ. Oh, that about sums it up, huh? Our condition and our position in Christ is very important. It's so important that we can't live without it. Oh, you can live a life in the darkness of this sinful world, but you're not living. No, you see, the Word says we were all dead in our trespasses and sins. So if you're not living in Christ, you're just walking around waiting for the grave. You have to be in Christ. You have to walk with Christ. Oh, you say that's hard to do. Well, it might be hard for us to do if we're not in Christ and with Christ. But if we are in Him, walking with Him, it's no chore at all. Because He takes care of us, just like He said He would. So this condition in Christ is very important because it governs our entire lifestyle. Our lifestyle is governed by our condition and our position in Christ, in Him. He said, I am in you and you are in me. Wow, can't get any plainer than that. We must be in Christ. If we're not in Christ, He cannot be in us. And He wants us to have Him leading and guiding and directing us through the Holy Spirit. See, nothing speaks more loudly to what and who you are than your lifestyle. That's what the world sees. The world sees your lifestyle. Your friends who may not be saved today see your lifestyle. And if your lifestyle is just like their lifestyle, and they're not saved, then they see no difference in you or them. But the lifestyle can only be lived in the victory that Christ gives us if we are in Him and if we walk with Him. Most important part of our lives must be this fact, that Christ is in us and then we become the light of the world. Christ in us makes us the salt of the earth. Christ in us makes us the difference in this world. I believe that the born-again church of the Lord Jesus Christ is the only thing holding back the flood tide of sin that's soon to come in this world. And when this church is gone, when his church leaves this earth, there's going to be a flood tide of sin that man has never known before. You just think it's bad now. If you miss the rapture, you'll find out how bad it is. Better stay ready to keep from getting ready, because when the trumpet sounds, you can't get ready. You have to be ready. Nothing speaks more loudly to your friends and your family as your lifestyle does. This is where the light and the salt of your life is on exhibition to the world. He said he established us. God has established us in Christ. Now this happened when we got saved. When we got saved, we were established. And this speaks to the capability of God to establish us and keep us in Christ. Jesus Christ came and he preserves the children who are placed in his trust. He came for that purpose, that he might destroy the works of the devil that come against his church and his people, that he might do the will of the Father, which is to save those who are lost and bring them into the church and deliver them from sin and evil. To establish means to confirm, to make firm, to make steadfast. Oh, listen, there's too many so-called Christians that are stumbling around in this world. They have no foundation. They're not steadfast. They walk along with the world and you can't tell one from the other. Amen. Thank you very much. I know you're out there. So this means that God is in the process of making us dependable servants in Christ, which of course is the sanctification process. Lean not unto your own understanding. You cannot be capable enough in your own understanding to be able to walk with Christ and have Christ in you. So what do? When we got saved, God then gives us the capability through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, through the blood of Jesus Christ, to be able to stand in front of this enemy called Satan that has the world in his control today and stand for Jesus Christ and witness for the Lord. I'm so impressed with Loretta preaching to all these people. I wasn't there when it happened, but I think someone told me that one of the aides came in and Loretta recited the 23rd Psalm to her, and she stood there and cried. Bless her heart. Established, steadfast, unmovable. Even death cannot move us when we are established in Christ. God is in the process. See, God's still working on us. If God's not still working on you, you're in trouble. Because this sanctification walk that we are in now is a process. It would have been easy and great for all of us if when we got saved, we were saved forever and never had to worry about anything else. That would have been great, yeah. Well, it will be great one day when we never have to worry about the things of this world again. But today, we are in the process. We are walking this sanctified life, and Christ is giving us the power and the capability to do that. And how do we get that? Through the cross, through the blood of Jesus, through the anointing of the Holy Spirit that he brought into this world when he suffered on the cross and died for us. So God gives us this opportunity to be in Christ through what Christ has already done for us. Already done it. We don't have to fight this battle so we can be saved. We don't have to fight this battle so we can be sanctified. No, Christ has already done it. All we have to do is accept what he's done. Oh, we are in a spiritual warfare every day. But guess what? We've already won. When he said it is finished, that means the whole plan of salvation was complete. And when we come into his plan, we have a completeness with him. And he said, I go before you, I'll scatter your enemies, and all we have to do is follow him. And when the devil comes against us, we keep following Jesus. The devil's not going to follow you too far. No, he's going to be sorry when you wake up in the morning if you are established in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, we have these benefits because of what Christ has done for us on his cross and his resurrection. In that he, God, the Bible says, has anointed us to be in Christ. Before the foundation of the world, the Bible says, the foundation of the world, before anything else happened in this earth and in this world, God had established us in Christ Jesus. You say that's predestination. No, no. God has established us who come to Christ, who hear the call and then accept it. He's established those who will come to Christ and be saved and be sanctified and be justified. He has established within us before the foundation of the world an opportunity to walk with Jesus Christ and to be in Christ Jesus. Oh, this happened when we got saved. Not only did it happen the day we got saved, it also happened to give us the capability to walk every day after we're saved. After we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ. Being established in Christ is in fact a continuous walk of sanctification before this world. It's not a one-time experience. It's a process. These folks that believe once you're saved, you can go ahead with your life and never have to worry about it again. But even some of those that I've talked to have to admit that you're saved if you stay saved. Yeah. Oh, we are saved. We have an eternal salvation if we will stay in the position of being with Christ and in Christ. The devil can't take that away from you. You have to give it to him. You have to willingly give it to him because he can't take it. Oh, he comes after it every day. He'd like to rob us every day of our salvation. He'd like to kill us every day so we end up in a burning eternal hell. But he can't do it unless you let him do it. Yeah. You see, God has given you a choice to be with him in glory. And the devil has given you a choice to be with him in hell. And you make the choice. God doesn't make it for you. The devil doesn't make it for you. You make the choice. And when you make that choice and you are established in Christ Jesus, the devil will try to kill you every day. Because you've turned your back on him and walked away from him. So we have these benefits because of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. We are resurrected with him to eternal life. There's coming a great resurrection, amen, for the body to be changed and receive a glorified body. But here today, as we stand before the cross, we are alive because he is alive. We live. We live. He that God anointed us in Christ. So the word that Paul used here is related to Christ, the anointed one. You see, if we are in Christ, we are anointed as Christ is anointed. Now, the only difference is that he has the fullness of the Spirit, and we only have a part of the Spirit. We have enough of the Holy Spirit to go to battle against the devil. We have enough of the Holy Spirit to walk every day with Christ. We have enough of the Holy Spirit to strengthen us, but we have not yet received the fullness of the Spirit. We will one day. Or we're filled with that portion that God gives us. But you see, Jesus had the fullness. That's what separates him on earth from us on earth. Yeah. He had the fullness of the power. That's why he could speak the word and be nowhere near the person that needed resurrection. And the dead would come to life. He could speak the word. Now, there's some folks today that think they can speak the word just like Jesus did, and they don't have the fullness of the anointing. And it turns out to be foolishness. Because we have the power that God gives us, more than enough power that he gives us to work the works of the kingdom of God. One day we'll have the fullness when we have a glorified body, just like Jesus. So the anointed one, Christ, brought about the uniformly anointing of the Holy Spirit, which brings about the anointing that we receive today. All in Christ. We must know our condition in Christ. If you don't know your condition in Christ, then how are you going to come against the enemy that's trying to destroy you? You're going to wake up every morning and say, well, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if God really heals. Sometimes I don't even know if I'm really saved. Yeah, if you don't know you're in Christ, you'll have those doubts. And you'll have fear. Satan will put fear in your mind, in your spirit, and you'll wonder. I've heard it many times, people saying, I think I'm saved. Well, if you have to think you're saved, guess what? You're not saved. Let's go back and start over again. Because when you are saved and have the anointing of the Holy Spirit in you, that's Christ in you, the Bible says his spirit bears witness with my spirit, and I know that I am a son of God. I don't have to guess. I don't have to wake up in the morning and wonder how it's going to be this day. Because whatever comes this day, I'm going to be in Christ. No matter what the obstacle may be, I'm going to be in Christ. You need to be in Christ so you know beyond a shadow of a doubt. If it's your day to go to heaven, amen, you're ready to go. But if it's the devil's day for you to go to heaven, it ain't going to work. No, we are in God's hands. We are in him. We are with him. In Christ, before any and all of our desires can be fulfilled in our labor for Christ, we must have Christ in us. We must walk in the Holy Spirit. I get questions all the time about what's right and what's wrong. Can I do this? Can I do that? There's nothing wrong with people asking questions. But I'm going to tell you this. If you have Christ in you, you don't have to ask me.
That's right. That's good.
Glory. If you have Christ in you, you don't have to ask anybody else what you can do. Because the conviction of the Holy Spirit will lead you. Now, I met a man the other day who said he just got saved. I just gave my heart to the Lord. But man, he said, I can't quit smoking. I guess he wanted me to lay hands on him and make him quit smoking. No. I said, don't worry about that. What you mean, don't worry about it? Put it in God's hands. Pray about it. And do what the Holy Spirit tells you to do. And if you're convicted with those cigarettes, throw them away. And if you're not convicted, smoke it and smoke it and smoke it. Because you can't be delivered if you're not convicted.
That's true. That's good, Pastor.
Yeah. You cannot be delivered until you're convicted. You cannot repent of your sins until you're convicted. And I can't convict you.
Amen.
Amen just walked in the door. Praise the Lord. Y'all talk to one another while I get a drink of water. All of the power and all of the strength and all of the anointing and all of the boldness and everything that we need to lay before Christ is found only when we are in Christ. When we are in Him and He is in us, all favor is on our side. All the favor of God is with us. Amen. And no matter what happens or when it happens, we are still in favor with God. And that means we are still walking in grace. Grace and mercy. I heard a preacher preach one time. I'm going to have to find that message and shine it up and preach it myself. Said, look out behind you, there's something following you. You know where he took the scripture, huh? Mercy and grace shall follow me all the days of my life. Look out, something's following you. Mercy and grace are with you. All of your life, his mercy and grace is following you. In this condition in Christ, we can move then totally to the position of being with Christ. In Christ and with Christ. It is absolutely necessary that we find ourselves in those positions. When we walk with Christ and at the same time we are in Christ, then the Holy Spirit with His anointing is leading us, guiding us. And guess what? If you are filled with Christ and He is in you, then God in His word says you are anointed. There's a scripture that says, touch not my anointing and do my servants no harm. Through the years, that's been applied to us preachers. But that's not so. That's applied to your life. When people touch you, they're touching God's anointed. If you have Christ in you, and if you're walking with Christ, you are one of the anointed ones. You're one of the peculiar people. You're the one that they laugh at. Yeah, because you're anointed. When you are anointed, you're different. Your lifestyle is different. Your witness is different. That's why we're so giving so much praise to Loretta this morning, because she's different. Yeah. She's witnessing to people, telling them about Jesus. Go ahead, Vess. Tell them about Jesus. Yeah. And people are feeling conviction because she's different. They walk in other rooms that everybody's just moaning and groaning and got their head held down and, oh me, oh my, I'm so sick, I'm ready to die. But when they walk in Loretta's room, yeah, we had church there the other morning. There was a lady working her machine right outside the door of another room. And when I went by her when we left, I said, did we make too much noise? Oh, no. She said, y'all was having church. And I said, you're right. We have church everywhere we go. We're happy. Huh? Yeah, we gather around the table in the restaurant and we talk about God and we laugh and people say, what's wrong with those people? Oh, it's the anointing. It's the difference. It's joy and it's peace and it's happiness that the world does not know. Because Christ is in us and we are in Him and with Him. Walking in and with Christ must be the desire of every born-again believer. Every person that is truly born again must desire to walk with Christ and must desire to have Him in our soul and our spirit. And the closer we get to Jesus, the more we will know. And the more we will be blessed. And the more we'll know of His love. I read an article the other day where a preacher said that a Christian cannot get any closer to God than the day that he got saved. I had to think about that a little while. And I said, you know, he's true. It's true. But there are exceptions. Why? Because Christians sometimes drift away from their original position. Bibles, the word was given to a church. You've lost or left your first love. Well, when you leave, when you walk away from your first love, you're not as close to God or Jesus as you were the day you got saved. You've drifted away. Sometimes Christians drift away. How does that happen? They get lazy. They get tired. Huh? Yeah. They grow weary in well-doing. Oh, I don't have to go to church this morning. I don't feel like it. Now, it's raining outside. It's cold out there. Oh, but next Saturday I'm going to the Mardi Gras. Fire from hell can't keep me back from the Mardi Gras. That's all I got to say about that. They get their feelings hurt. Oh, Christians are the most sensitive people in the world with their feelings in church. Uh-huh. They get upset at something the preacher said. And they want to kill the messenger. Oh, Christians do drift away. And the reason they drift away is because they forget their position in Christ. And if they remember who and what they are in Christ, none of this stuff would bother them.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend to drive my